Thank you for listening to the Changing Diapers Training. I'm Anna Herring, the Kids Ministry Director, and I have the honor of equipping you today. There's a document that goes with this training, so please open that up and let's get started. So the Changing Diapers Training is very simple, it's very short, but it's still something that we want to communicate just so that you know what to do and know what not to do and what's available at your disposal so that you know how to keep a safe and clean environment for changing diapers. So the first thing, it's not on your document, but women are the only people who are allowed to change diapers. So if you're a man listening to this, it's good to know that how to do this, but it is, you are not allowed to do this yourself. So that's the first thing we just need to say. I mentioned this in a previous training for your policies and procedures training, but we know this is a double standard. We understand that. But if a parent were to walk by and see their daughter's diaper being changed by a man or their son's diaper being changed by a man, it comes across differently. And we recognize that. And we just want parents to know that their child is safe, that we're above reproach, that they're going to be okay with dropping off their kid. We want them to be comfortable dropping off their kid. If they're not comfortable, then that's a miss on our part. So, women only, please. So, how to change a diaper. The first thing you're going to do is put on the provided gloves. In your changing table, there are gloves right there on in this little slot, and you can put on some gloves. And then under the mattress on the changing table are paper liners. So put a paper changing table liner on the changing table mattress. So that means every time you lay a child down, it's the same. It's a fresh, clean slate. It's a soft bed, but the paper keeps it clean and yes. So then you're going to place the child on the changing table, and please never leave a child unattended. This is very important. It's kind of common sense, but we just want to say it to over-communicate because that's important. Number four, you're going to change the child's diaper. Diapers are in the changing table if the parents didn't provide one. So you should all know how actually to change a diaper. This training is more on how to keep a safe, clean environment. But if you don't, you're going to take off the diaper. We're going to wipe with the baby wipes, make it all clean, put a new diaper on. And then number five, put the dirty diaper in the small odor blocking bag. These are also in that little slot next to the mattress. If you don't see one there, there are some below inside of your changing table. There are more odor blocking bags. Number six, throw the bag and the used liner in the trash can that's provided. And then at the end of the day, number seven, take out the trash to the dumpster under the stairs by the youth room. So this really is, again, a training on how to keep a clean, safe environment while changing diapers so that we're not spreading germs and you're not spreading germs and the kids aren't spreading germs, and we really want to just keep it as clean as possible. So thank you so much for listening to the Changing Diaper Training. Again, this is Anna. And if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, you can always email me at anna@realityventura.com. Thank you very much.